Yes, the situation of Sam Bahram is change is involved is developing. It's developing minutes after minutes. For what I know, Leeds United have received three offers in the last days from Sunderland, Newcastle, and Aston Villa. The most important one was the Sunderland one because it was around £6 or £7 million. That is the amount that Leeds United decided to accept. They wanted to take something around £6-8 million to leave Sam Bahram free to go. Now, what's the situation? The situation is that the decision is up to the player. Because, as I said, for Leeds United, for that money, he can go. But now he has to decide if he wants to remain at Leeds United or go to Sunderland, that has made the most important offer. In Leeds United rooms, the rumors are that he would accept because he would like very much to play in Premier League. But he is still thinking about it because he is very happy at Leeds United. So it won't be an easy decision for him in both cases, even if he decides to stay or if he will decide to go away.
Yeah, he's very well liked by the fans, isn't he? He's very well liked by the club, so it must be preying quite heavy on his heart. And he's a very young man as well, so it must be even more difficult for him. But it looks like Sunderland would be the likely destination if he goes there. Are the other two bids pretty much going to be the ones out of the water, really? Or do you think that Villa and Newcastle would try to match Sunderland's bid?
I don't know. I think that Newcastle will try to do a last try to buy Sam Bahram because they consider him an important player, but I don't know if they will reach the offer of Sunderland. Now we know that this is the amount that we have the clubs have to reach if they want to buy him. So we have to wait. But I repeat, now it's up to the player. I think the decision.
So it's all up to Sam Bahram.
Yeah, of course.
All up to the player himself. And have you heard anything about a replacement coming in? Is there any rumours about that?
For what I know, it's around 1 week that Leeds United have, in a certain way, blocked Tendai Darikwa, another right defender, right back. They have an agreement with him. They have talking with him about a possible agreement on a 3-year deal. Around £800,000 for a year for him, but he's waiting. They are keeping him waiting for the decision of Sam Bahram. Of course, some people on Twitter wrote to me, "Oh, but Uwe Rosler told that we have already three right backs, so we are okay. It's not true what you are saying about Darikwa." True. In fact, if Sam Bahram will remain at Leeds United, Tendai Darikwa will come to Leeds. But if he will go away, Tendai Darikwa will be his replacement, of course. They are just waiting the decision of Sam Bahram. So the Sam Bahram is the key of this moment of transfer market at Leeds United, of course.
So it's all in his hands, and there's so many moving parts right now at Leeds United. There's so much happening on the pitch, off the pitch. Is there any other news that you're hearing right now of players coming in, players going out, or anybody else joining the coaching staff? What other news do you have?
They are talking a lot about coaching staff in this days, but nothing come. No rumours come outside the secret rooms at Elland Road. We know something about the player. We know that very probably Del Fabbro won't come back. And we know that Leeds United now, after the situation of Sam Bahram, will look for an attacking winger. That seems to be the most probably new player, an attacking winger. There are some names. The most possible names is James McLean, that can be the right winger for Leeds United future, but they need a left and a right winger for in the future. But in this period, just these few names, because they are very concentrated in the coaching staff and in the affair about Sam Byron.
So that would be James McLean from Wigan Athletic, a target for West Brom as well. So we're hearing right now, very interesting. He was a very controversial figure at Wigan Athletic over the past year. Very interesting to see if that one comes off, Ema. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. The same to you in England.